Welcome to Prayer Around the Cross, a simple service in which we gather around the cross to pray. We gather in darkness, inviting stillness and calm, as we immerse ourselves in scripture and prayer, meditation and song.
We come to hear the promises of God, to pray for healing and for one another, to receive the support and prayers of others for us in the laying on of hands, and to be sent into the world as bearer of God's love.
The music during our prayer is simple and quickly learned. Our singing becomes part of our prayer in the simple service. As a tune is introduced by the piano, the leader will speak the words of the song. Then the leader will sing it once alone, and then invite us all to sing it. Each chant is sung several times.
Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, for your mercy endures forever. You satisfy the thirsty soul and fill the hungry with good things. You set before us the food of life, the banquet of your love, through Jesus Christ, our hope and our salvation. Amen.
Bread of life. Those who come to you will not hunger. Jesus Christ, risen Lord. Those who trust in you will not thirst.
Jesus' ministry was marked by meals and promises that all the hungry would be fed. He told stories with images of hunger, feasts, living water, wine, and bread. In his temptation, he rejected turning stones into bread, and as he was dying, he cried out from the cross that he was thirsty. What kind of hunger did Jesus promise to feed? What kind of hunger did Jesus himself know?
A reading from M.F.K. Fisher. It seems to me that our three basic needs for food and security and love and are so mixed and mingled and entwined that we cannot straightly think of one without the others. So it happens that when I write of hunger, I am really writing about love and the hunger for it, and the warmth and the love of it and the hunger for it, and it is all one.
Thank you.
Jesus took a loaf of bread, and after blessing it, he broke it, gave it to them, and said, "Take this, this is my body." Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them, and all of them drank from it. He said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. Truly I tell you, I will never again drink of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new in the reign of God."
In our hunger for God, Christ fills us with true food and true drink. Mercy, love, and reconciliation poured out, even God's own self.
And in our overfullness and sluggishness, Christ stirs up in us hunger for abundant life that will only be satisfied by God.
When the music begins again, you are welcome to come to the cross and pray. Kneel or sit. Light a candle as a symbol of your prayer, casting light into the darkness. If you would like to pray alone, come to one of the boxes. If you would like others to gather around you in prayer, come to one of the bowls. All are invited to sing and support each other in prayer.
In hunger or in fullness, we pray for those who hunger for daily bread and clean water, for those who hunger for justice or thirst for peace, and for all who hunger for God. Jesus said, "Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled."
Bless the Lord, my soul, and bless God's holy name. Bless the Lord, my soul, who leads me into life.
Thank you. Come and fill our hearts with your peace. You alone, O God, are holy. Come and fill our hearts with your peace. Alleluia.
God, we call. Oh God, we call. From deep inside, we yearn. From deep inside, we yearn. From deep inside, we yearn. For you.
Thank you.
of seed and vine. You come among us as food for all our hungers, and as the one who hungers and thirsts in the needy. Be true to your promise and give us all this day our daily bread. Lead us to seek the bread of life and to share it freely in Jesus' name. Amen.
The blessed Holy Trinity, keep us in grace and grant us peace.
You may leave quietly or stay a while to pray. When you go, go in peace. God is near.
Thank you. Thank you.